101.3. We play nothing. But power hit.
Banana.
91.3 FM.
Attention, attention to all farmers, traders, government and non-government institutions. Buffalo Bicycle Zambia Limited has come once again with a mega harvest promotion. We have reduced prices on selected Buffalo Bicycle spare parts, double chain bicycles, Charger Mountain bicycles and the single speed bicycles by 5%. Visit any of our Buffalo Bicycle shops in Lusaka, Chongwe, Chisamba or any other Buffalo Bicycle shop countrywide. Get yourself bicycle spares and any of our mentioned bicycle models at the reduced price. This promotion runs up to the end of October 2025. Terms and conditions apply. For further details, contact Buffalo Bicycle Marketing Team on 0761-104-200 or 0761-104-201 or 0761-104-221. Buffalo Bicycles, built for big loads on tough roads in Africa.
Bringing you out of the press news. From Lusaka, our top way.
Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our top way, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zamfe justifies the destruction of the medicines. Tonse Alliance demands accountability of forfeited properties and fund. In international news, Tanzania court bans the broadcasting of opposition leader trial. In sports, Barbara Banda injured as Kundanangi captains Bay Football Club.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Tosi Alliance has noted with concern about the continued lack of transparency and accountability of forfeited property and funds obtained from proceeds of crime. Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says that an estimated 3 billion kwacha was forfeited to the state with no accountability of how funds had been utilized. Mr. Tembo notes that lack of accountability on the matter raises suspicions that there might be abuse, misappropriation, and possible outright theft of such property and funds by these law enforcement agencies and senior government officials. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has clarified that the presence of expired medicines in the health sector is not unusual, stressing that it is a global occurrence. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show this morning, ZAMSA Senior Manager for Corporate Communications, Bradley Chingobe, has also assured the public that the agency will go by its planned destruction of expired drugs, stating that ZAMSA is currently collecting the said drugs from the health facilities across the country. Mr. Chingobe therefore attributed the expired medicines to the natural shelf life of pharmaceutical products. He revealed that some medicines and medical supplies that contributed to the 129 million kwacha were procured during the COVID-19 pandemic in the year 2020 and 2021, explaining that most medicines have a lifespan of between 3 to 5 years, and once the pandemic ended, the unused supplies became obsolete. He further disclosed that the disposal of the expired commodities is being financed and supported by the Global Fund.
Something that I think the Zambian populace needs to understand, that there is definitely nothing wrong with having expired drugs in such an industry. This is a global phenomenon. It happens everywhere. You name the country. Even the most advanced nations, the USA, Europe, name it, they do go through a situation where drugs expire.
The Insurance Association of Zambia, IAZ, has raised concerns about the abrupt penalties and account garnishments by Zambia Revenue Authority, stating that the actions are hurting insurers. Association President Irene Muyenga has therefore challenged the Ministry of Finance and ZRA to work more closely with insurers in handling customs bonds. Ms. Muyenga has underscored the need for the harmonization of the insurance and ZRA acts as well as the adoption of electronic bonds, adding that this will not only improve transparency but reduce disputes.
For the seamless integration of insurance into ZRA and supported by a robust planning and audit mechanism, this will provide real-time visibility while mitigating the risk of fraud, omission, and growth to energy. Most importantly, the need to harmonize the insurance act. Further weakening the industry is the practice of unsustainable premium discounting undercutting by some market participants. This practice not only disrupts pricing integrity, but also places strain on the reinsurance relationship and claim sustainability.
In the meantime, Pensions and Insurance Authority, PIA, Chief Executive Officer Namakauntini has emphasized the role of the insurance sector to Zambia's economic growth. She has, however, stressed the need for the sector to design products that aim to protect farmers from climate shocks, support renewable energy, and provide affordable cover for small businesses, among others.
Supporting government efforts in key sectors such as agriculture, health parameters, insurance to protect farmers from climate shock, and energy. We must enable the transition to renewable energy through innovative solutions. Empowering SMEs, the backbone of our economy, accessible, affordable coverage, support their growth and stability, and also duty and protection of gap by designing inclusive products that reach the underserved communities and therefore ensuring no one is left behind. I often say that these are the same points that government has and we have an industry.
Meanwhile, PIA Board Chair Peter Banda has reiterated that new insurance regulations will strengthen customer protection and boost industry growth. He added that the new regulations introduce clear product disclosures. And a minimum time for settling claims to rebuild public trust. And Finance Minister Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane has noted with concern that insurance penetration in Zambia remains relatively low, standing at 2.4% compared to the global average of 7%. The minister challenged the industry to expand coverage and embrace technology while pledging government support for digital innovation and infrastructure. Dr. Sokotwane was represented by Mulele Mulele, Director Economic Management at the Ministry of Finance and National Planning.
As government, we want to see Zambia's insurance industry continue expanding its presence in the economy and extending greater support to economic actors during challenging times. Progress has been made, but clearly we can do much better. In our rapidly evolving digital environment and against volatile risk profiles, the insurance